You're listening to Beyond the Ribbon, a podcast of the Cancer Survivorship Center, powered by 24 Hours in the Canyon. This podcast is brought to you by Auto Inc. Auto Inc. is a distinguished family of dealerships redefining automotive excellence. Be sure to check out their website at autoinc.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of Beyond the Ribbon. I am Pam, your host, and I have a new co-host for this episode, Maribel.
Hi. Thanks for having me again. I really look forward to joining you here at the Canyon.
You know, I know a lot of people are probably wondering where Ryan is, but he's super busy. So I have a great co-host. You let us know.
Yeah.
Feedback is welcome.
Yes. Be nice.
Be nice. Yes. But we are here in the beautiful Paladar Canyon for 24 hours in the Canyon. I cannot remember how many riders have registered.
I want to say over 800.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
And you know what blows my mind is there are people from all over the U.S. that come to raise funds for our center.
Yes, we usually have this information, and we didn't get that info to see where the furthest one was from, but we will get that momentarily. But yes, it really is. I mean, it's mind blowing because they're raising money for our local cancer survivors.
So if you're a local cancer survivor, take advantage of our center. You know, this is here for you. It's to help you have a better life after that diagnosis.
Yes, for sure. And I want to take a minute to thank Amarillo Surgical Group for sponsoring our podcast. We really appreciate you with that sponsorship.
You know, I'm excited to listen to all these riders coming through to get their packets to see why they ride.
Yes, all the stories that we get, they're all different, all touch the heart. I like to speak to those that maybe this is their first year and they don't know what they're getting into. So then them coming back the next year.
That's right. So here we are going to listen to our first story in just a sec. Maribel, we have our first guest. Tell us who you are and where you're from.
My name is Larson Lowry. I'm from Flower Mound, Texas, up in the DFW area.
Okay. That's a long ways from Amarillo.
Yes, about six and a half hours.
Yes.
Well, thank you for being here.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Is this your first year?
A group of us from the Central Texas area, or North Texas, have been coming for the past 10 years, off and on.
Okay.
The past 10 plus years. So it's been kind of a regular thing for us.
What is your team name?
Peloton 43.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember putting out those signs.
I did.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, we have a few of them.
Yeah,
and Sagebrush.
So tell us, why did you choose to come to this event?
We're actually good friends with the crew that maintains the trail down here, Trailblazer crew. And through that relationship, we started coming and have enjoyed the experience and enjoy what they're fundraising for. Yeah. And it's just been a great time every year.
So do you have a direct connection with anybody that has cancer?
Oh, yeah, I think we all do. I think cancer probably touches everybody to whatever extent it does, you know, but yeah, personally and friends, yeah, it's very prevalent.
So what are you looking forward to this weekend?
fellowship with friends, camping, support. I'm in the non-competitive group, and we go and support our riders that are in the competitive group.
Good.
Yeah, in transition areas. Just that whole fellowship of coming together.
I feel like there's a very serious group, and then there's that fun group.
Yes, yes.
I'm part of that fun group.
Yeah, I was the serious group for a couple of years, and I found the fun group more enjoyable.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we want to thank you for coming out, supporting our center, and we hope that you have a great weekend and enjoy your time here in the beautiful Paladura Canyon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, so we have our next guest. What is your name?
Carla Bemisdorfer.
Where are you from, Carla?
Near Fort Cavazos.
Where is that at?
It used to be called Fort Hood. It's down toward Killeen. It's about 7 hours from here.
Okay, so what is your team name?
HOT Pedaling Warriors.
Okay, can you tell us the story behind the name?
So our sons ride competitively with mountain biking with the Heart of Texas out of Waco, and they decided to incorporate that, but the Pedaling Warriors, because they're always on a bike and they're fighters.
So what?
Sorry.
What inspired you to take part in this ride?
So I just actually learned how to ride a bike.
Oh, awesome.
And somebody had mentioned it, and we looked it up, and we just, our group from the bike team, we just decided, hey, let's do it. Let's see what it's like, and then maybe we can make this an annual thing. With being in the military, like, people come and go all the time, and actually a family that's coming with us today, this will be their last few weeks in Texas. They're actually being shipped to Colorado, PCS into Colorado. So it's just like a fun end of school year, hey, you know, last event with them before they go.
So this is your first time?
Yes, ma'am.
So is it your first time to Paladar Canyon?
No, ma'am. My daughter attended WT.
Okay.
And so we were here once before with all the rain a few years ago.
Yay. We don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. And she's living up here now, and so we decided that we would come up here. And I already knew the area a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's why we, you know, so we would come.
So if someone's listening and they think, oh, I don't know how to ride a bike, you just said that you just started to learn. What advice would you give them, and why would you tell them to participate in this weekend?
So I would tell them never give up. I would tell them it's okay to start new things. Literally, my first time on a bike, I crashed, get up, do it again. Don't give up. You got little kids who are watching you along, like, they see me trying, they're trying as well. To do this here, we didn't know the whole story behind it, but now that we do, it makes it even more meaningful to us that it's for cancer and things like that, fundraising for that. So we want to try to make this an annual thing. So we're like the starters from our downtown area down in, you know, near Fort Hood.
Yeah.
And maybe we can get more people to come up.
I hope so, because, you know, the donations matter.
Yes. And we didn't know what it was all about at first, yeah. But like I said, we have it in our hearts to, like, we're going to make this an annual thing and just try to bring more military people up here. Something fun to do, something out of the area, something neat.
So will you be at the start line tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Okay. Get ready for the best surprise out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so
and
much.
Enjoy your weekend.
Oh, thank you.
Be safe.
Thank you.
Tell us your name.
Richard Villa.
Villa.
And I'm from Cedar Hill, Texas.
And how far is that?
5.5, 6-hour drive.
Is that hill country?
No, it's by Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh, okay.
So is this your first time coming to 24 Hours in the Canyon?
Yes.
Yes. What inspired you to come this year?
I had two knee replacement surgeries September of last year and December, so I needed a challenge. So I signed up for this event so to test my titanium legs.
Oh, my goodness.
So are you riding competitive or non-competitive?
Competitive.
And how many are on your team?
Just myself.
Just your, so solo?
6 hour, yes.
Okay. I like your shirt. So his shirt says Gravel Locos, which means crazy gravel.
Right.
Yeah.
I've done this event in Meridian or Hyco, Texas. I've done it two times.
Okay.
So do you have any connection to cancer?
No.
No.
No. Oh, my sister she's surviving cancer person.
Yeah. So when you're out there riding, I'm sure you'll be thinking about her, huh?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so important that we have this event for our cancer survivors here in the Texas Panhandle, and we couldn't do it without the help of you. So we hope that you have an amazing weekend. Go out there, have fun, be safe, and watch those knees.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So thank you for agreeing to be on our podcast, Beyond the Ribbon. Tell us your name.
Miguel Loza.
Miguel, where are you from?
From Texas, North Texas.
North Texas?
Decatur.
Decatur, so there's Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yes.
Did you come with a group?
Yes, there's a group of five of us that are doing the 24 hours.
Okay.
So what event are you doing this weekend? The whole 24?
Yeah.
Okay.
Competitive?
Competitive.
Okay. So what do you do to prepare for this event?
Eat less, drink less, and try to exercise a little more.
Yeah. Have you already tested out the trails?
We haven't. We just got here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So is this your first year here?
This is my first year.
Okay.
I don't know about the others. I think the others have done it.
So what inspired you to sign up for this event?
One, to have fun. Mm-hmm. And for a little bit of fitness, you know, just to get some exercise.
Yeah.
And some camaraderie with friends and stuff.
Sure. Do you have a personal cancer connection?
I do.
You do?
How do you know?
Can you tell us about it?
My middle daughter. I have three daughters. One's 12. She's 17 now, and a 20-year-old. And my 17-year-old, when she was 9 years old, she got diagnosed with lymphoma. And she was stage 4. But she made it through.
Good.
So when you're out there riding, I'm sure she's going to be your inspiration.
Always.
Yes. You know, cancer doesn't sleep. We shouldn't either. And so that's the reason why we do this event. You know, we want to make sure that we recognize all those people in the fight of the trenches of cancer diagnosis. And we couldn't do what we do at the center without your support. So
yeah,
I'm so happy that you came. I'm sorry about your daughter, but I'm glad she's doing well.
Yes.
Yeah, she is.
Does she know that you're here riding in a cancer ride?
No, she doesn't know that it's a cancer ride. She knows that I'm riding here. They actually wanted to come, but things didn't turn out the way that they were supposed to, so they couldn't make it. But otherwise, they would have been here.
Well, you can go back tomorrow. You're going to have a nice surprise since this is your first time. The start line will be special. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. And you'll be able to go back and tell her that what you're doing this weekend has made an impact here in the Panhandle. So we thank you again
for
participating.
We have our next guest. Tell us your name and where you're from.
This is Wojtek Felenzer, an impronounceable Polish name, okay. But I am from Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, okay.
Well, technically Firemount.
Okay, so what did you, did you bring a team, or are you doing it solo?
I brought the team. I can tell you exactly where that team is from. Mm-hmm. 75022 Bike Crew. Can you guess what the 75022 stands for?
It's the zip code.
It is the zip code.
Hey, I'm from 79022. Close.
It rhymes.
Yeah. So did you say this was your first time?
This is probably the sixth time,
yes.
I think. Probably the sixth time.
So what makes you come back year after year?
This is an absolutely awesome race. What's beautiful about this is you drop into this canyon and the cell phone coverage goes away.
Oh, yeah.
And the notifications go away. And then you start the first lap and you finish the lap. And then soon you realize that the only thing you care about is who's on the lap and when am I up and when are they going to finish. And nothing else matters.
Right.
So isn't that so nice, yeah. In this day and age? We're so wrapped up in technology and we can come out here and just disconnect.
And I work for a company that I work for the telecom company that makes all of those notifications happen, and I'm very happy to disconnect from that.
Even more so, right?
Yes.
So you ride competitively.
A little bit, yes.
Yes, so I guess your training regimen is, you're riding all year, right? Or do you do something special to prepare for this event in particular?
Long rides, just long rides.
Yeah.
Long rides.
Okay.
And I've done a few, I will say that earlier this year, I've done a few rides where I was on the bike for 23 hours straight.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's hard.
No help. Yeah, that makes
it
challenging.
Well, other gas stations and gas station food.
Yeah, but nobody relieving you in that 24-hour period.
No, not really. And 75022 Bike Crew, we've got a team of six this year.
So y'all split it up, correct?
Yes. Okay. But it is a challenge. You know, the first lap, everybody's happy. Second lap, everybody's happy. Third lap, the sun is setting. And then it's 3 a.m. It's like, what? What do you want me to do? You want me to ride? It's good to do that.
So what's your favorite time to ride during the 24 hours?
If you can hit the first sunrise lap, where you start and it's completely dark, right? And you're moving in this two-dimensional space. It's just the ribbon of the trail in front of you and the light. And then suddenly a little bit of light hits the edges of the canyon and you understand, it's a 3D world, not just the trail. The sunrise lap is absolutely the best time.
Volunteer for that lap.
I totally volunteer for that lap.
Yeah, that was beautifully described. I agree. That's awesome. So with your sixth year here, do you have a cancer connection?
I could probably think of a few, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. In fact, I can think of some cyclists who have, unfortunately, a cancer connection.
Okay.
But they're still around.
Good. So, what's on your playlist?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
You truly nothing. Disconnect.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
It's just the trail and the dust.
Okay.
And all the critters and all the things crawling in the middle of the night.
That's it.
No snakes, right?
That's no. It. No. 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 I've never seen a snake.
Oh, good. That's
I've
good
I've not
to hear.
Yet seen in 6 years or maybe like owls and all kinds of other animals, not a snake.
Good.
So if someone's
snakes
listening...
a problem?
Knock on wood.
Just watch out. Yeah. So if someone's listening and they've never done this event before, what would you tell them?
Come on over. Try it. Yeah. It seems hard. When I usually describe it to people at work, they're like, what? Are you going to bike for 24 hours? What is it? First of all, no, you don't bike for 24 hours, especially if you're in a team of six.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, a moment comes when it's hard, and then you think maybe you're doing this for somebody.
Right.
Yes.
Maybe for somebody with a cancer connection.
Yes.
And it makes it worth it.
For sure.
It's not as... So if you're listening and if you're like, what? Biking for 24 hours is crazy. It's not as crazy as you think. And also, if you get to time that sunrise lap, it makes it absolutely worth it. Come on over.
Love it.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
I hope you.
You
and your team do well and have fun and watch out for all the little critters.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope we do well. We won the category last year, so
yes.
I hope we do well.
Yeah. Right. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Maribel, we have a very special guest that you and I have known for some time.
Yes.
Ella Shedd, how are you?
I am good right now.
You're good.
So happy to see you here. It was unexected to see you on
well,
today.
I know. We came to purchase shirts.
Oh.
I was a little bit confused because I was thinking, man, did Ella train this year?
Not at all.
Not at all. Ella is one of our survivors that utilizes the Cancer Survivorship Center. Ella, how important is the center to you?
It is very important. I don't do as much as I need to, but it is very important. It's just some place for us to go and just hang out and become more healthy than what we are.
You know, I love that. You don't do as much as you think you should do, but
yes.
You do something.
I do.
And you know, if you're listening, you're a survivor and you're thinking, man, I don't want to do all that stuff because there's a lot of things on the calendar. It can become overwhelming.
Yes.
Right.
But the beauty is you get to do what you want to do.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's the one thing that you really enjoy at the center?
The fun stuff.
All the extra activities.
Yes, huh? All the extra activities, yes. Yes.
And then you are a frequent walker, correct?
I am. Yes.
And then balance class when you can, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Ella, there is a bunch of riders that are coming in and out of here. What would you want to say to them to thank them?
That's what I would want to say is thank you so much. It has been so helpful to our Amarillo community. As we have survivors from all over, and it is just an awesome thing to do, and we do appreciate it. We appreciate it so much.
Yeah, and Ella will be at the start line tomorrow.
I will be there.
Cheering all of our riders on as an appreciation to them.
Ella, why do you come back year after year for that start line?
It's just the support. Mm-hmm. I think it's the support and just to see the people. And it is so amazing to see those bikers when they come out. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, my God, you know.
Very emotional.
It is. It's very emotional. And just so grateful that people participate to help other people. That's what we're about, is helping someone else.
Yes.
You know, Maribel and I have talked often about how crazy it is that people from all over the U.S.
Right.
come and raise funds for our community.
For our community. That's amazing.
What a blessing it is. And, you know, we couldn't do it without the support of those riders.
Right.
That's right.
That is so true.
Yep. Well, thank you, Ella, for agreeing to be on our podcast.
Okay. Well, thank you. I hope it was satisfactory.
It is. It's perfect. Just what we needed.
Thank you.
We have our next guest. Tell us your name.
Hiram Marin.
Hiram.
Yes.
Where are you from?
Originally from Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
So I was born and almost raised, and we moved to DFW area. So that's where I'm at now.
So how did you get into cycling?
My brother. Yeah. Yeah. So he's the big one. I'm here for him, to support him. Yeah.
So are you riding this year?
No. I'm just here to whatever, set off fires. Yeah.
Okay. Pit crew.
Yeah, pit crew. There you go.
The supporter, right?
Yes.
Those are important.
Yeah. So, tell us, do you have a cancer connection?
Yes. Yeah, so myself, I was diagnosed with leukemia in 2021, summer of 2021. So at the end of this month, June, it'll be 4 years, yeah.
Okay.
When you got that cancer diagnosis, what was the first thing that came through your head?
Wow, this is going to be tough. Family. I got two kids. My wife. I don't think you don't know what to do. You don't know what to expect when someone tells you. We got to the hospital, and I had the day before I got some labs done, and then that morning of, the lab people called me, asking me how I feel. That the results, you know, from my blood work came back, and it was a little, it wasn't right. It looked a little bit odd. So they're asking me, how do you feel? I'm fine. I'm getting ready to go to work. You know, what do you need, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, you should probably go to the hospital and don't drive yourself. Have someone take you and figure it out. So we end up at one of the local hospitals. Mm-hmm. And through all the, a lot of questions and a lot of back and forth and a lot of people just asking questions that I don't know the answers to, and it was like one person came in and another person came, so it was repetitive, and I hate repeating myself, right? I'm like, right. I already told the other guy, like, why do I have to respond to you again? But we got moved to the oncology department, and my wife works with HCA healthcare, so she sort of knew already. I'm like, oncology, what's that, right?
Right.
And it's not something common in our family. It's not something that we were aware of. So it was a new world for us moving into this. And they kept running different tests, and eventually they had to do a bone marrow biopsy. So that was that's basically what determined which route to take. So for that, they had to switch transfer me to Dallas. And I was upset about that because I was in Arlington and I was close to my mom and the family. So I had to go all the way out to Dallas.
Mm. It's so important to have that support system right there.
Yeah, you know? Yes. What I didn't know or didn't understand at that point is why I needed to go to Dallas and the purpose God had with all that. Through the whole journey, I've met a lot of beautiful people, nurses, doctors, patients, some people that didn't make it to the other side, right? You know, they just it wasn't possible for them. Mm-hmm. Which makes it, for me, it makes it special to just be alive, you know, to be able to tell my story.
Yes.
To still enjoy my kids, my family, life, you know, all of that. Yeah.
So we have a lot of survivors listening.
Yeah.
What is one piece of advice that you would give them?
So for me, I've learned, so I battled, it was about 6 months of chemo and treatment and back and forth and getting sick and going home and getting sick. So one thing that I held on to was God. I don't know, like, one thing that I, like, going through all the pain, the struggle, the back and forth, I would tell myself, I would tell my wife, I don't know how people how do you have hope without God, right? Like, how do you have, you know, it just, what do you do right there? There's a big question right there, right?
Yes.
So for me, God is necessary.
Yep.
God is where we start our relationship on, where that foundation starts, and we build on that.
Absolutely.
Definitely a support group, for sure. You need people around you. You don't want to be by yourself. I'm a loner. I'm very much I could be by myself, and I'm fine.
Yeah.
But even then, you don't want to find yourself in that spot, because you'll just go down. You know.
Yeah.
But it's a learning process. You got to be very humble, very accepting of something new, and. The nurses told us, when at the beginning of it, the nurses would talk to us about it, and they said, look, you know, the faster you take hold, you take responsibility and say, okay, this is what we got, the path that we got to take, go. The more you like push back, the more you, you don't, I'm trying to find the word, that you don't, you just don't, aren't you, nobody's okay with it, but
right.
we have to move forward. The faster you move forward, the easier it is, the process.
Yes. Acceptance.
Acceptance, yes, yeah. yes, definitely, yeah.
So you said your brother got you into bike riding. So is that kind of your outlet for going through this, or what is your outlet for?
He told me about this, and I sort of just added myself, right? So he was my donor. He was my stem cell donor. So when we started it all, I didn't know how. I would get like bits and pieces as we went. You know, the doctors were, okay, we got to do this chemo, and we got to go here, and we got to... So when we got to the point to where it's, okay, after chemo, we have to have a stem cell donor, and there's a national registry, and you know, they told me all these outlets and everything. Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, like, different people would reach out and say, well, that's hard to find find somebody that matches, right? Compatibility. And I didn't try to worry about it, but it got to the point to where you start thinking about this, and it got pretty important to me at one point, right? Well, they checked my. I have a younger sister. He's our older brother. So they tested her. She was a half match, 50%. And then it's like, all right, well, you know, we'll see. So they tested him, and he was 100% match.
Wow,
which is a miracle in itself,
right.
You guys should know, right? Like,
yes.
How difficult that. I only have my story. I don't know anybody else's. You know, so just it's a blessing. It's something that I had no control of. It's a miracle. Yeah, it's
and
a miracle.
How selfless he
it's
was.
A selfless act, yes,
to donate to you.
Yeah,
he gave you a new birthday.
He yeah. A new chance at life, another chance at life. Yeah, if it wasn't for him, I don't know. I don't think I would be here, because it just my I was already going this down,
right.
So it was a matter of time, you know.
So you get to come and do this event together, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit more bonding.
Yeah. So we spend a little bit of time together, due to jobs and family stuff. We don't have a lot of time, but this definitely, as soon as he told me, it was like a light bulb. God was telling me, okay, I need to go with you. I need to go to help you.
Yes.
And I'm sure he's probably thinking, well, what are you like? You can barely, right? You, which I'm getting better. My body's recovered and my strength. But I sort of just said, hey, no, I want to go with you. I want to go with you. And he sort of kept reminding me after, you know, some weeks or months, you know, hey, you sure you're going to go with me, right? And yeah. So on the way here, we live in Dallas-Fort Worth. And on the way here, we got to share about different things. We both have a passion for cars. Definitely like bike riding. I don't do trails like he does. I like to ride mostly on concrete trails. You know, something more simple.
Yeah.
I'll take the kids out and baseball. Definitely have a passion. Both have a passion for baseball. Different things, but definitely enjoy the time. Doing something new. This is completely, yeah. And I let him take the reins and guide and steer. And I'll just, whatever I need to do, we'll figure it out when we get to that point. Yeah.
Well, good. I know Ryan gave you some instruction on where to be tomorrow. I hope that you can join us for the Survivor send-off.
Yes, definitely.
We'll be looking out for you
there. Yeah, I wasn't looking for that kind of attention, I guess, but it's part of it. It's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's okay. We do this event for survivors like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we have an amazing program in Amarillo, and we are blessed by people that ride and fundraise for us.
Yeah.
You mentioned support groups. We have a wonderful support group that we have at the center. Mm. We have one-on-one counseling. You know, it takes a mental toll on you once you get that diagnosis.
It's a lot.
It is.
To say the least. Yeah. There's no, I don't think there's a comprehension there of just what do you deal with first and how do you, what do you put into place?
Right.
Or how do you put it into place?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have an amazing time with your brother this weekend. Yes. What a special bonding moment for you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at the start line with our survivors and lunch afterwards.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing your story. Okay, Pam, we have our next guest. Will you please tell us your name?
Hi, I'm Simon Pirtle.
Simon, where are you from?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Is this your first time here at Palo Duro Canyon?
It is. It's my very first time here.
It is. So what is your team name?
Gnarly by Nature is our team name.
So what inspired y'all to get involved in this event?
I don't know what inspired my teammates, but I was called up as kind of a substitute of battle. And my team needed a fourth person, and I said, why not?
Why not? So what got you involved in cycling?
My dad, as a kid, he wanted me to be a motorcycle rider. And so he took me mountain biking as a way to ease me into it. And then I ended up just liking biking.
Okay.
So do you compete back home?
I do. I'm part of a team that does like NICA. I don't know if you ever heard of that. Statewide team.
Okay. So what is probably your favorite place that you have visited to compete?
There's a course called 29 Pines.
Okay.
It's quite a lot of fun. It's really flowy.
So what are you looking forward to most this weekend?
Seeing how fast I can do the laps, seeing how many laps I can put out.
You said you're competitive. Mm-hmm. And what will y'all be riding?
The 24-hour geared mountain bike.
Mountain bike.
Have you been able to go out and hit the trails since you've been here?
I did one lap. Yeah,
what
I did
about
did
you think?
It's got some really fast downhills. I'm kind of worried about it.
Yeah, you'll do fine. But we've had some rain too, but we have a crew that takes care of those trails very well, so they should be good and ready to go for you.
So are you most excited to ride at the beginning of the race, in the middle of the night, sunrise?
Well, most of my team is made up of older people, or like coaches.
Okay.
So they had me doing all the nighttime hours because they want to sleep. So I'm looking forward to the night rides.
So are you worried about the critters you might see?
No.
So do you have a cancer connection?
I do not.
You do not. Okay.
No, I do not.
Well, we appreciate you being here and riding and, you know, fundraising. Yeah. We appreciate all that you do for our cancer community.
Go have fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Tell our listeners your name and where you're from.
Matthew Snyder, Amarillo, Texas.
Amarillo, okay. Yes. Matthew, have you done this event before?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is it, how many times have you participated?
Four or five.
Yeah. What brings you back every year?
Family. My family rides as a team.
Okay.
So what's your team name?
Shepherd Family Cats.
Oh, they're part of the Shepherd family. They're pretty popular in our world.
We love the Shepherds because they support our center. Do you guys have a cancer connection?
Yes. My grandfather died of cancer when I was probably 10.
Okay. So what event do you ride in?
The 10-man mixed team on mountain bike.
On mountain bike. Okay. So how many laps do y'all do about each?
3 to 5, depending on the person.
Okay. And what's your favorite time to ride?
Night.
Yeah.
Night to probably 6 a.m.
Yeah, same. So what does training for this ride look like for you?
Well, not enough this year.
Never is.
It's been too cold.
For me, it's been a lot of road riding just to get the convenient miles in.
Okay.
But should be doing a lot more of the 24 laps.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's on your music playlist?
Right now, just worship. Praise and worship.
Okay.
Awesome.
What a great place when sun rises and you're listening to that. What a great place to do that.
Yeah. So what's on your playlist for the start? So what song do you start off with?
I don't actually have a playlist set up yet. That's going to be my today's show.
Okay. I'd be curious to see. Do you have one in mind, do you think?
No idea.
So I guess you said your cancer connection was your grandfather, right? Okay.
If you had one message to tell someone that's thinking about maybe I should do this crazy event called 24 hours.
It's worth the heat.
Yeah. It's worth the heat. This year it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for doing everything for us. We appreciate your fundraising and being out here supporting our survivors. We couldn't do our job without you. And we hope that y'all have a very blessed weekend and you get some great music in.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We have our next guest. Tell us your name and where you're from.
My name is Mike Baker. I am from... Sorry.
It's okay.
I am from... originally, I'm from El Paso, Texas. Do you want me to start over?
No.
Okay. Originally, I'm from El Paso, Texas. I live in Richardson now, right side, part of Dallas.
Okay.
So is this your first year coming?
No.
No.
It's my... this is my... Fourth.
Fourth
This
year.
Is my fourth time coming, yeah.
So what makes you come back year after year?
He's going to make us cry, Pam. I can already tell you right now we're going to cry.
Girl, we can't get through this podcast without crying. So we'll just cry with him.
Pretty tough. You know, it's a really long story. I'll give you the short version. I lost my mom, my dad, my brother to cancer. And when I moved from El Paso to the Dallas area, I had no idea what 24 Hours in the Canyon was. I had no idea what Harrington was. And I had no idea what Big Pig Racing was. If you guys are familiar with Big Pig Racing.
Don't they have like tutus or yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this Big Pig has a cancer foundation as well. So it's something that's very near and dear to my heart and something that I've poured a lot of passion into. How cool.
It is.
Right? Get to ride bikes.
You know,
and we get to raise a lot of money and help people in the process. I flippin' love it.
You know, Pam and I have talked this weekend about how it really is heavy on your mind when you see the amount of people here in Paladero Canyon, and not everybody is from here. They're from entire United States.
Yep.
And they are here helping our local cancer survivors. That right there. Big hearts in Paladero Canyon.
I didn't know what I was getting into the first year. I mean, you think you do, right?
Right.
And the first year I came up and raced, I came up, it was last minute, I took a teammate's entry, I raced single speed, I'd never raced single speed in my life. And I got a humble brag here, I ended up winning it. I ended up winning my category, and then I've never lost, so I've won. Every year that I've come here, I've won. But I'll tell you what, the coolest thing is the parade lap.
Oh.
Wow. I've just never experienced people cheering for me in that way. And, you know, it's more about gratitude.
Right.
And I understand that. But it's extremely humbling.
Yeah.
So,
you know, Maribel and I are blessed to work at the center. And I will tell you that the start line means so much to both sides, the riders and the survivors.
Yep.
Absolutely.
They cannot understand why people would raise money for them. Why do people want to help them? But, you know, cancer doesn't discriminate. It stinks. There's a lot of things that happen once you get diagnosed, and we are so blessed to be able to do all the great things at the center because of people like you that have a big heart, that love to do this crazy event, have some fun, come together with your friends, your family, and we couldn't do what we do without your support.
You know, I'm so humbled to be here, to be a part of it. You know, everybody that I've told of coming here, okay, you're a competitive cyclist in my professional life, my personal life, and they're like, oh, hey, go have fun. And I'm like, it's type 2 fun, you know? Yeah. I mean, type 2 fun, you kind of got to be somewhat of a masochist to race for 24 hours straight. But, you know, when you're in the thick of it, it really is about the race, but it really isn't about the race. And that's, absolutely, to me, that's what's so great about it, because I've done events all over the country. And I've even been a race director for events. I've worked with Brian Parnell, who is the race director for 24 Hours in the Canyon. The guy's amazing, and he's absolutely selfless. But when you've seen and you've been with somebody who's fought, it's life-changing.
Yeah.
I mean, my mother fought for 7 years.
Ugh.
And smiled through all of it. And I just... She had every opportunity to be bitter, to be angry, and she never was. I mean, she was grateful and always trying to feed me. I mean, it didn't change her character. And to me, that's when I... Thanks.
You're welcome. We have ours right here close by. No.
When I spoke at her her memorial, I said that. I never realized it until she passed away that she was the toughest person I'd ever met in my life.
These survivors are, most definitely. Every day, I think, they have a lot on their plate. They can be bitter. They can be angry. They can be mad. But oftentimes we hear, I'm just blessed.
Yep.
We have one survivor that says, I'm blessed every day.
Every day.
So, you know, what a blessing you are here. We appreciate you coming.
Yes.
We hope that you and your team have an amazing time. I think the weather's going to be beautiful. And we'll see you definitely at the start line with our bells.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to share with you guys.
Yes.
Thank you
so much. Our next guest, can you tell us your name and where you're from?
My name is Fausto Pessina. I'm from Dallas. Well, originally from Mexico, but I live in Dallas. Have lived in Dallas since 87.
From 87?
Yes.
Okay.
So what got you into cycling?
COVID. Yes.
So you've been in the bike world for about 5 years.
That is correct.
Yes.
And do y'all have a biking community there in Dallas?
We do. We actually have a great place out there for the biking community.
Okay.
We have a DORBA, which is Dallas Off-Road Bike Association.
Oh, okay.
So that's our trail community.
Okay.
Volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have there.
So what is your team name? The Slowpokes.
Slowpokes,
and
yes.
And it's mountain bike racing, yes.
Correct.
So what does training look for you? How does it look to prepare for this ride here in Palo Duro Canyon?
Coffee, donuts, pan dulce, which is sweet bread.
Oh.
The best. Los maranitos.
There you go.
I love
she
the
knows,
maranitos.
She knows.
I love it.
So a little bit of training is what I like because of daytime job, family. But we'd ride as much as we can. And some of the other guys do truly come out here and compete. I come out here to support what the good cause is for what we do at 24 Hours. Mm-hmm. And I like the environment.
Yeah.
Forgive me. Did you tell me how many years you've come out here?
I've only done it in 22. 23 got washed out.
We don't want to talk about that.
Sorry. But we still support it.
We did.
They
it was
did
a
ask,
great turnout.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. They did ask you could move your registration for the following year or donate it, which we did because all for the good cause. 24 we did. And then, of course, now. So three times this year.
So what keeps you coming back year after year?
The good people.
Mm-hmm.
And for a good cause.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine, his name is Johnny Chingas. Okay.
His hey, Pam, you learned that word this weekend, didn't you? Yeah.
So he.
We don't talk about it.
I'm sorry. So him and his buddy, or our buddy, Daniel Vega, encouraged us. A group of guys, friends that we ride there in Dallas together.
Okay.
And he said, hey, there's this event. Come and check it out. You'll enjoy it and so forth. And I'll be here next year, God willing.
Okay.
So do you have a cancer connection?
My brother.
Your brother.
He didn't make it.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
So... well, I was going to say Johnny had written something on his arm for those who can't, and that was kind of meaningful,
right?
But yeah, my brother passed away 2015, so cancer.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No,
sorry.
It's part of, unfortunately, what we have now.
So this event probably touches your heart.
Oh yes,
so close. Mm-hmm. So when you're out there, do you reminisce the good memories? Do you have a good memory about you and your brother?
Many.
Yeah, good.
He was a good guy. He was a great brother, good father, and son. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, when I do ride, I push a little bit more, you know, in his honor. And because of that, we make the 5-hour, 6-hour drive, whatever it is, and we, you know, cooperate with the $150 registration. And some of the guys will tell us, dude, you're going 5 hours. What for? You can ride right here. Mm-hmm. Well, there's more to that. And this is how we honor those that...
Yeah, I mean, so you have ridden here before, so you know who you're riding for. When you're riding out of the canyon at noon and you see those survivors lining that street, I mean, that right there, they are here to thank you.
And we enjoy that part. And several of the other guys that haven't been out here are here because we've expressed that.
Yeah.
What they line up to do and to give thanks.
Yes.
And so forth. And so they'll experience that for the first time tomorrow.
I love it.
And so we're looking forward to that.
You know, I've been with this event for 10 years this year, and I told Ryan the first year, I'm like, hey, I think we need to have the survivors down there, like show them who's raising funds for us. So the first year we had 5.
Oh, wow.
And so I want you to notice how many people are out there tomorrow cheering you on. Yes. And they are so appreciative of everything that you do. Raising the funds for our center, we couldn't do it without people
like
you.
Absolutely not.
Oh, yep. So some of the guys that I've seen the fundraising, they've been incredibly. Yeah. Yeah. They've done an incredible job. Yeah. And that's so cool to see. I did not raise funds, but I did invite others to come and
you're
ride.
You're here. You're here.
Yes.
Hey, and there's always next year, and someone always has a dollar or two or five. So,
right.
And it's not too late to start fundraising, because I think you have a week after to raise some funds. So,
somebody's some salsa. Sell that salsa.
I know, right?
There you what go. Was the sweet bread? What did you say?
Pan dulce. Or maranitos. One of the two.
We're going to be spots 1, 2, and 3. Stop by and say hi.
Okay.
We're going to have some food out there.
Okay.
Well,
so. We'll be there.
Well, I hope you and your gang have an amazing time. And
oh, we always do.
Thank you for making that drive.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And we'll see you again, God willing, next year.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for what you guys do.
Maribel, we have a longtime friend of the center. I think she started year one helping our survivors in group fitness classes. I believe yoga was her first class, if my mind serves me right. Welcome, Kat. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you're out here not as an instructor, but as a rider.
Yes. We have a team this year.
And ooh, what is your team?
It is Push It Wheel Good.
I love it.
I bet y'all have a great playlist.
Yes. It's all group instructors. It's all highly entertaining.
So is competitive?
No, non-competitive.
Non-competitive.
Mountain bike or road?
Because it's non. We're doing both.
Okay.
So
okay.
We all are bringing probably 2 bikes just to do whatever we feel like.
That's awesome.
Is this your first year riding?
No, I rode last year also.
Okay.
What motivates you to come out again this year?
Honestly, it's just like the whole atmosphere of the actual 24 hours. Like, there's nothing like it. So being a part of the, you know, group part of it for so long and never experiencing the actual event, like, it's kind of addicting.
Where do y'all camp out at? Where's your campground?
We're doing Fortress this time.
Okay. Yep.
So, playlist. What does that look like, and how do you start training for this?
Oh, well, I haven't really trained much for this. I'm really, this is why we do non-competitive. Just teach spin. So obviously playlist is, we have to do a little, push it. Shit. Push it real good. All classics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
So you've been involved at the center. Why is this event so important for our survivors?
Because of all the fundraising that all these riders do, it just opens the doors for me to be able to teach the, you know, regaining your strength, and we're starting up Pound again, and it allows them to see counselors and massage therapists and just actually talk to people who understand what they're going through. Like, it opens the doors for us to be able to offer all these things.
Yeah, so Kat, walk us through that. So you see these survivors come in day one. And so what does that look like? I mean, you have some that probably participate from a chair because they can't stand.
Yes. Okay. And it's so fun and satisfying to see just the ebb and flow of, like, starting in a chair, starting with, they're kind of almost just stretching while we're lifting weights, to go to 1 pounders, then 2 pounders. And I have one of my regulars for the lifting that she started out with one or twos, and she busted out eights this week.
What?
And I was like a proud mama.
Yes.
So impressive.
So you know, rewarding.
Yes.
We have a gentleman that comes to the gym with his daughter on a daily basis, and he came in a walker. And he couldn't get up on the treadmill. And guess what? I saw him this week on the treadmill. And it's just like this. They get so deconditioned whenever they're going through treatment. And they kind of lose hope that this is their new normal. But there's help.
Yes.
And we couldn't do things like we do at the center without fundraising. So it's so important.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do it without instructors like you. So thank you for everything that you do. We hope you and your team have an amazing time at the canyon.
Thank you. Yes. We're excited.
Look for us at the rest stop.
Will do.
Pam, we have our next guest. Will you tell us your name and where you're from?
My name is Oleg. I'm currently living in Houston, but I'm originally from Ukraine.
Okay.
So
how long have you been in the cycling world?
I, not even a single day, honestly.
Oh my.
I'm here to support, I think it's, I can call him my uncle pretty much, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm here to support him.
So you're his pit crew?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my first time getting involved in this pretty much.
So first time at Paladro Canyon?
Yes.
What is your opinion so far?
I don't think I've formed one yet.
Okay.
But I'm excited to see what's going on, because what he told me about pretty much all this cycling deal is that people who do that like to suffer.
Uh-huh. They like to suffer, and you're like, why would I want to join them?
I'm curious to see why. So.
Yes. Well, you will get an opportunity tomorrow morning, or afternoon, I should say, at noon, because we will have our cancer survivors here cheering y'all on, riding out of the canyon. So.
All right.
You're going to be able to experience that.
So are you going to be riding at all, or just being the pit crew?
Just being the pit crew.
Okay, so did you bring some good music to listen to and good snacks?
Snacks, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know. Nothing special, to be honest.
Nothing special? Yeah, so do you have a cancer connection in your family?
No, I don't, luckily. I have a friend, though. Her mother has a cancer. I can't exactly tell what kind of, but she's gone through the treatment. They're from Russia, so they also moved here like barely a year ago. So, and they also live in Houston.
So did y'all drive up from Houston?
Yeah.
So you're driving and all of a sudden you're in this big canyon, huh?
Yeah, honestly, it came out of nowhere.
Yes,
it does.
It does. Yes.
Just planes and someone torn the land apart. There's got to be a canyon here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we hope that you will take every part of the canyon in this weekend and have an amazing time and really see what this big event is for. And there are some people that do ride that 24 hours that, maybe be a little bit crazy.
Maybe so.
You got to be very dedicated in a very special way,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe next year you can come back and ride.
I think you'll be addicted. Yeah, after you see this weekend, you'll want to come back for sure and
Who
ride.
Who knows?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sure.
We have our next guest. Tell us your name.
Ethan.
Ethan, where are you from?
Flower Mound, Texas.
Okay. Have you been riding your bike?
Yeah, I ride my bike a lot with a bunch of other kids on my street pretty much every day when I have time.
Okay. What made you get into riding bikes? Do you like to go fast?
I really like to go fast, except on like really curvy ones, like super curvy. Like
the curves.
Like, right angles.
Yeah. That's kind of scary, huh?
Yeah, but I'm really good at turning, just not on, like, right turns, like...
Right turns are hard. So, have you ever been to Paladuro Canyon before?
No, this is my first time.
What did you think when you came driving in and you saw this big canyon?
I thought it was pretty cool, but when I went down, it was pretty scary.
It is kind of scary. You kind of feel like you're going to fall off that hill, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you riding in the kids' race, or are you riding with, is your mom and dad here?
My dad's here.
Your dad's here. Okay, so is he riding?
Yes. Yeah?
Are you going to ride with him?
Yes.
Or are you riding the kids' race?
No.
No, you're going to ride the big trails.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's so exciting, Maribel.
That is exciting. So you have a mountain bike?
Wait, what?
You have a mountain bike?
Yes.
So you've ridden before, correct?
Yes.
Here in the canyon?
No, he's never been here.
I'm sorry. I missed the beginning of this conversation, so I'm just coming on in. So you've never been here?
No.
Oh, you're going to love it.
So are you going to, do you have a tent or do you have like an RV you're staying in?
My dad said that we were staying in a tent.
In a tent? Oh my goodness. Do you think there's going to be critters around?
I don't really know.
You don't know?
Maybe like a bunch of squirrels or something, but maybe even like one or two raccoons, but I'm not that sure.
Are you going to be afraid of them?
Nah. No.
Well, I hope you and your dad have the best time ever, and I'm glad that you get to see the beautiful Paladura Canyon, and be safe on those right angles, okay? Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So, Pam, our next guest, can you tell us your name and where you are from?
Yes, Colin McElroy, and my family and I currently reside in Flower Mound, Texas.
Wow, we have a lot from Flower Mound, yeah.
Yes, we do. So what got you into cycling?
Being a former athlete and needed something, mm-hmm. and had always wanted to do a triathlon, to be honest, mm-hmm. and so decided to get into cycling. My first race was actually in Buffalo Springs Lake.
Okay.
In Lubbock. My now wife and I lived in Lubbock for a few years. We were actually journalists at KCBD, the NBC station there. So I knew about this race, knew about all that, borrowed a friend's bike, and never went back.
Oh my goodness. So have you been to 24 Hours before?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
I have known about this race since the early 2000s, had always wanted to do it, but my other cyclist friends were also journalists and also worked on the weekends, so we could never find a time to finally do it. And then we moved away from Lubbock to Shreveport. It was too far of a drive, plus I still worked weekends every once in a while, so we couldn't find a time to do it. Then we would move to Missouri. We started having kiddos. That was too far. Then moved back to Texas. We kept on having kiddos, so we are, my son Ethan and I are part of team because mom said we could.
I love it.
And
love
that. So that is why we have finally made it all the way out to Paladura Canyon to get on the trails and get going.
What a great opportunity to be able to do it with your son. That yes. is just amazing.
So do you have a cancer connection?
Yes, I do. Yeah. My sister Kate is a breast cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. And she currently is part of a very large group in Annapolis, Maryland, the Annapolis Dragon Boat Club, that they work with breast cancer survivors as well. Mm-hmm. Not to mention there are multiple people in my family that have also had cancer that are obviously near and dear to my heart. So this not only serves the purpose of something that I love doing, I love cycling, I especially love cycling with my 9-year-old son, Ethan.
I love
it. But then also something that we are able to give back and be able to do it for a cause that means a lot to both of us.
Yes, you know, it's so important for our community, this race. I don't think people understand what it does for survivors. You know, it's more than a race. Yes, you can go have fun and you can go ride your bikes, but in the end, it's about cancer, and cancer doesn't sleep, so why should we, right?
Right.
So will y'all be riding in the middle of the night?
That is yet to be seen. We certainly do have...
Oh. Yeah.
We have our lights. Oh. We, as part of, I guess you could call it, quote-unquote, training.
Yes.
On Thursday nights throughout the year, we have gone on rides, so during the winter time, it is dark outside, so we have our lights on for all the concrete trails that we ride in Flower Mound and all the like. So I know here the sun does not go down for a very, very long time, and there's a possibility, yes, that we will be riding at night, but we're going to kind of see how it goes first.
Yeah, I encourage it. It's a different experience. and it's quiet and still, and so that's the best part. You're just able to reflect.
Reflect and let him take the lead, yeah. And we'll be going at his speed.
Yeah. Hey, I love perfect. That. So make sure that you are at the start line.
Understood. Yes,
it,
we will.
It is the best part, and you can remember your sister and, you know, reminisce about those good memories, and then honor her in any way that you think you can.
Yes, and we will, happily.
Thank you.
Thank you. Maribel, we have our next guest. Tell us your name and where you're from.
My name is Emerson Stansel, and I'm from Denton, Texas.
Denton. So how long have you been riding bikes?
Say like 5 years, maybe.
5 years. Is this your first time in Paladura Canyon?
No, ma'am. No. I've been here once before.
Okay. Did you ride in 24 hours then?
No, ma'am.
No.
Okay. I was here for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. So you're familiar with the area.
Yes, ma'am.
So did you ride the trails?
I rode the race course, not knowing that it would be the 24 hours in the canyon course.
Well, then it was meant to be, huh?
Yeah.
So what did you think? Did you think it was hard?
It was really fun.
It was fun,
yeah,
huh?
Because I like all the rocks, like technical riding, so it was just my type of
so
riding.
So how many times did you have to get off and push?
Maybe like once or twice.
Hey, that's good. That is great.
So what are you looking forward to this weekend?
Riding at night.
At night.
Getting over one of my biggest fears.
And what is that fear?
Just being alone at night.
Yeah.
Okay, but you'll have some riders with you, right? So you have your headlamp ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. It's fun. It's going to be fun. I like night riding, so yeah.
So do you have family that's riding with you, or is it just you?
I'm on a team.
Okay, what's your team?
The Dorba Juniors.
Okay, how many people are on your team?
Six.
So it's competitive, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Are they giving you the first leg, middle, or last?
I'm the third.
You're the third leg, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So that means that you're the strongest.
We're going oldest to youngest. So,
So what do you do while riding bikes? Do you just like? Do you listen to music? Do you just, or do you just ride?
I just ride.
You just ride.
I don't really listen to like any music when I'm riding because like I don't have like ear pods or anything.
Okay. So whenever you're out there, I hope that you get the night one.
Yeah.
So you can hear all the creepy crawlers at night.
Yeah, that would be fun. I'm hoping to get the sunrise one.
Oh,
but I got it. I got to ride in the sunrise last time I was here, so maybe give it to someone else.
Oh, yeah. But
what
that
do
would
you
be
like
okay
about
you
that?
It.
Yeah.
What do you like about the sunrise?
Just seeing, like, the sun over the canyons is super pretty, like the sun shining down on everything.
It's amazing, huh?
Yeah.
So do you know anybody that has cancer?
My uncle, who I never got to meet, died of cancer.
Okay.
So whenever you're out there riding, do you think maybe you'll think about him?
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's a lot of people that appreciate you coming to ride. And so thank you. Thank you for coming out. And I hope that you have the best time ever. And I hope that you get the laps that you want.
Yes.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the podcast. Tell us your name and where you're from.
My name is Alan Hawkins. I am the husband of a survivor, and we live in Austin, Texas.
Okay, a husband of a survivor. What type of cancer?
She had breast cancer. Luckily, it was small, and she caught it early, and had a lumpectomy and some mammocyte post-op therapy, and is, 13 years post.
Awesome. So is this your first time riding in Paladura Canyon?
This is my second time. Last year, I had 24 minutes in the canyon.
Okay.
We were going to ride out that night, that Friday night, and the storm came through, so the ride was canceled. But in the process of waiting and walking around, I tripped, fell on my bike, and didn't know it at the time, but I broke the hanger in my rear derailleur.
Oh, no.
So the next morning, we went out to start our ride, and we got about a mile, and I felt something funny. And my friend, who I'm going to talk about in a minute, looked back and said, there's something wrong with your derailleur. We looked, and it was all getting ready to go into sparks. So I spent that day running back and forth to all the bike shops in Amarillo, greater Amarillo, and no luck. So I'm anxious to do it again this time.
So what will you be riding?
I'll be riding the roads on my brand new Pinarello.
Okay. Competitive?
Do I love competitive? No.
I mean, I feel like you do.
I used to be, but not anymore. It's like I've done a lot of the bike fundraising bike rides because they're awesome in Austin. And back in the day, like 20, 30 years ago, I could kind of hold my own. But gradually over the years, my friends would pass me and their friends would pass me. And I was okay with that because yeah. I was there. And that's why I like this. I'm not expecting to break any records, but I love supporting the cause.
Thank you.
So you drove in from Austin. Mm-hmm. And what makes you, I mean, you didn't have a great experience last year. What made you decide to come back this year?
Our good friend, Tim Skelly, is one of the regional directors for Texas Oncology.
Okay.
And so Amarillo was one of his clinics.
Yes.
And he's gracious enough to help support us here. So that's the least we could do. And my wife, Debbie, has had some really success with getting some donations this year. So again, like I said, I love supporting these types of causes, and especially for Tim.
So how important is it for people to raise funds for cancer survivors?
Well, now probably more than ever,
right,
given things that are happening in Washington. Who knows how long, to the extent there is any federal involvement, how long that's going to be available. I'm a retired, semi-retired pharmacist, and for 20 years I did clinical research trials, phase one trials, so I know a lot of the potential for new therapies are in the field of oncology. The science is way over my head, but it's all very extensive, a lot of potential out there, but it's all very cutting edge, and funds are needed to support the people that have gotten the education to get that level of understanding of the biochemistry and involved. They need more the financial support.
Yeah.
So did your wife have support other than yourself? Did she have a center to go to, a support group? And was she involved in any of that?
She had Tim, who provided a lot of encouragement. We wound up with Dr. Hellerstedt in Austin, who was incredibly knowledgeable. And as two healthcare professionals, she's a respiratory therapist. And I'm a pharmacist, so she could talk. We could understand a lot of that. But she would just quote studying, survival rates and percentages and all that. And for example, I think like most people, when they're faced with a decision or a diagnosis like this, do we need to go to MD Anderson? And she explained, we certainly could, but based on the information available at the time, and it turns out it was correct information, it was not necessary. And the treatment that would be available to us in Austin, which has progressed a lot in the 30 years we've been there, was going to be more than adequate.
Yeah.
Well, I am so excited for you to come back this year. I hope you have a better experience.
Yes.
And it's going to be beautiful. A beautiful weekend.
Yeah, it's looking like it. I hope the rain holds out.
Yes.
Holds off, because last year, like I said, that Friday night was...
It came in.
Yeah, it did.
It blew us off. So.
I think we should be in the clear, so
yes,
we're good.
Well, thank you for coming, and thank you for supporting our program, and we hope that you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll see you around Christmas for the baking contest.
Yes. Welcome to our podcast. If you'll tell us your name and where you're from.
I am Kent Griffin, and we live in Fisher, Texas, which is west of San Marcos, about 25 miles.
So that was a long drive today.
Yeah, we drove to Lubbock last night, saw some friends in Lubbock, and then on up today.
So beautiful hill country.
Beautiful hill country.
Yes, and then you drive here.
That's
and
right.
It's flat.
It's flat.
But then you get to Paladro Canyon and... Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So is this your first time in Paladar Canyon?
No. We used to live in Lubbock. I was a professor at Texas Tech University before we moved down to the Hill Country. Red Raiders.
Red Raiders.
Oh, no. I can't do that. I know.
Pam's an Aggie, so.
That's okay. A&M's a good school, too.
Yeah.
I'm at Texas State now at San Marcos.
Okay,
Marshall,
good.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So we came in today, this morning. And so, but I've done, I was at the first 24 hours in the canyon, the very first one.
Oh, really? My goodness.
Yeah. And so I've done, I haven't done every one, but I've done several. I've probably done 8 or 9 24 hours in the canyon. So
rack your memory and think, what was it like that first year compared to this recent year?
Much smaller.
Uh-huh.
Right. Not near as many riders.
Yes.
Right. I can't think of any other changes. I did a combination. Now they call it the Nobbies slicks and knobbies. And so then we didn't have slicks and knobbies. You just got to choose if that's what you wanted to do, right?
Right.
So
and it was all out of one campground, correct?
It was. Yeah. It was all down on the south end. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I chose to do the slicks at night.
Ooh,
instead of riding the trail in the dark.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but so, it was good, right?
It was great. It was fantastic. And the Parnells, I can't say enough about their family.
Yeah.
It's just amazing, amazing, amazing people. And I've known them from way back, right? And
hard workers.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So what brings you back year after year?
The reasons have changed, I guess, somewhat over time. Mm-hmm. It started out raising money, you know, for cancer and that kind of thing, and it was a great deal. And then I was diagnosed with cancer in 2021.
Okay.
And so, now it has a little bit different meaning, I guess.
It sure
it's
does.
A little different part to that. So yeah,
it hits home.
It does, absolutely. And there for a while, I would come in for the competitive part, like it was about the racing.
Yeah.
You know, and so still the fundraising was in the back of your mind, but it was really, you know, in the middle of racing too.
Sure. So yeah. How do you stay motivated during those tough miles?
I'm gonna get emotional.
It's okay. That's
all right.
Too.
So. My family, my niece had stem cell therapy replacement, so she's my hero because of the cancer that she endured.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just all the people I've had cancer in my family, aunts and uncles, and it's just all of those folks. We have dear friends in the Hill Country. Their little daughter, 4-year-old Nora, died of neuroblastoma. A couple of years ago, and so it's that, you know,
it is.
And it's not about the racing anymore.
Nope.
That's I mean, it's great to be here with, you know, people of a like mind who are here to ride bikes, but the real reason is for those people.
Oftentimes you know, I've been with the foundation for 10 years, and it seems like every year after the race we get this email. I get it.
Yep, absolutely.
Until it hits home, you think it is about the race.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's just about having fun, but it's more about the purpose, why we are out here. And
absolutely.
What a better place to be. I mean.
Yeah. Well, and the amazing thing, when the cancer patients are lined up, it's like, wow.
We work with.
That's so important.
Yes.
I mean, it's not about, for me, they're out there, you know, hitting high fives, and that, but it's not about us. This is about y'all, and I'm doing this to help y'all and myself.
So appreciate it. We work for the foundation at the Cancer Survivorship Center, so we see them every day come in, and the impact that all of the free programs that we have to offer to them, the difference that it makes in their lives.
Sure,
You know, they tell us, I would not be here today if it wasn't for these free programs. And we can't do that without the fundraising.
Absolutely.
And the support we have.
It's such important work. The support is, you know, it's hard enough. But when you have the support mechanism behind you, it just makes it just a little bit easier, right? Wow. Just a little bit easier.
So for those survivors listening, from a survivor to another survivor, what is your one word of encouragement?
Just keep fighting.
Yes. I love
it. Just keep fighting. And when it gets in the worst of times and you're at the darkest place, just keep fighting. And remember that word, fight.
Fight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you so much for being on this podcast. I hope you have a
great job. Thanks for the work you do. It's super important. I can't say that enough.
Well, thank
you. It's an honor.
It is.
Yep.
And we hope that you and your team have an amazing time in Paladar.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the podcast. Tell us your name.
Hi, I'm Riker Pointer.
Okay, and where are you from?
I am from Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay, so did y'all drive in today?
Yeah, we just drove in. Long drive.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Is this your first time to Paladuro Canyon?
Yeah, so far, I love it here.
Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, my gosh.
You would not expect it, huh?
Nope.
Nope.
So what got you into cycling?
It was kind of a thing for my family that we just discovered one day. We found a group of people. We found a bike. And it just kind of turned into an all-time sport.
Mm-hmm. So have y'all done any kind of races together as a family?
As a family, not necessarily races, but we've done events.
Mm-hmm. So what will y'all be riding this weekend?
What event?
What event?
Or what race?
We're riding the 24 hours in the canyon competitive, 8 mile.
Okay. Oh, 8 mile. Okay.
14.
14. Okay.
Four person.
So which leg do you have? Do you know that? Start, middle, finish?
Y'all haven't decided that.
I think I'm in the middle.
In the middle. Okay.
That's a good place to be.
So have you done some training?
Yeah, actually, me and my friends, we're doing all summer training almost every day.
Okay.
Okay.
So do you have anybody in your family? Do you know anybody that has had cancer?
Both my grandmas, one has passed a couple years ago because of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. It was a hard time because I was young. I didn't really know. I just knew it was a dangerous thing. Mm-hmm. But just now learning that my other grandma has bone cancer, mm-hmm. I'm nervous. I don't know how it's treated or how it works, but mm-hmm. it's just something not really to fear, but something to work for.
You know, as you're out there riding your bike, I want you to look at your neighbor. We all have a cancer connection, and that is truly why we're here, to help people that have that diagnosis. You know, you coming is helping our survivors. So what an impact that you have.
For sure. You know, and the best thing that you can do, you know, for your grandmother is to be there to support her.
Always.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you and your team have an amazing time. Enjoy everything Politura has to offer, and hope to see you next year.
Yeah, thank you. It's been amazing.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Welcome to our podcast. Our next guest, if you'll let us know your name and where you're from.
Tim Skelly, and I live in Austin, Texas.
In Austin, Texas. So you had quite a bit of a drive.
Yeah, I actually flew up here, had some friends. There's a group of us, and so some brought the bikes, and some of us flew, so yeah.
So is this your first time in Paladuro Canyon for our event?
No, this is my third time in this.
Okay, yeah. Third time here. So what is your opinion of Paladuro Canyon?
Oh, absolutely, positively love it.
It's beautiful, huh? I know you have beautiful hill country where you're from, but this is a different place.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely
are you riding this weekend?
Going to ride, absolutely.
Okay, what are you riding, competitive or non-competitive?
Non-competitive road bike.
Road bike, okay. So what is your cancer connection?
Like almost every human on Earth.
Yes.
I have family members. My dad had cancer. I lost a cousin at a very young age. You know, you can go on and on.
Sure.
And then I work for Texas Oncology, and Texas Oncology is one of the sponsors here.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you for your support. We see a lot of your patients here at our local Texas Oncology in Amarillo, and we get to know them very well. They utilize our facilities here at the Cancer Survivorship Center. The funds that are raised this weekend, 100% of those proceeds go straight to the center. So the impact that it makes on all of our survivors, both at all the treatment centers in Amarillo, are huge.
Yeah. So actually, we came in a little early, and we got to tour the center last night.
Yes.
It was fabulous, absolutely fabulous. And I will say that, you know, all of the folks that work at our Texas Oncology Center here speak very highly of what the foundation does and yes. how much they help our patients. I mean, I hear it all the time.
Yeah, it's, you know, it really is a blessing and a gift to our community. We moved in November 20th, and we're about to have our grand opening on June 5th, but it truly is. I mean, we can tell stories of the patients that have come in, you know, using a walker, and they come and utilize our, you know, our facilities, and we have them on a recumbent bike or even a treadmill. So, you know, the support that we get, we couldn't do it without Texas Oncology and your support and to our foundation. So as you're training for this ride, what does that training look like for you?
So to me, I'm not a professional rider by any means, so I just ride. I love it, and I've done a couple of other events. I prefer to pick events that support good causes.
Uh-huh.
And sure. Obviously, I mean, you just look at, like, this event.
Yeah.
How gorgeous it is out here, all the wonderful people involved, mm-hmm. the fact that it's helping cancer patients.
Yes.
So I like to do these types of events, and so I use them to train. I do as many of them as I can.
Yeah, so during those tough miles, What's your motivation? What keeps you going?
Yeah. First of all, I'm one of those odd ones who like the long distance. And,
yeah.
So I kind of thrive on that part of it.
Uh-huh.
But another part of it is, you know, if it's really getting tough.
Right.
You know, cancer patients don't have a choice.
You see it.
And what I'm going through is in no way, shape, or form as tough as what many people go through.
Right.
And it's just a reminder to myself, you know, I've made a commitment here. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what do I do to take care of myself to get through it?
Right. So what's on your playlist?
On my playlist? You mean like music-wise?
Yes. Threw you for a loop, huh?
Yeah. I'm of a generation of I like the old rock.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, and there's so much great music, actually, that, and truly my, you know, what are some of my favorites? If it's getting tough or whatever, I'll go for something like a Led Zeppelin, bang it out.
Awesome.
You know, really push myself. But actually, my son, who's a musician, makes playlists for me, and it's very eclectic.
Oh, nice.
And so there's a whole bunch of different things on there.
Okay.
And of course, then it also reminds me of him as I'm writing. Yes. And he's writing for the first time.
Okay.
He is in Palo Duro for the very first time.
Okay.
And he is on our team, and he's going to do this weekend as well.
I love that. Well, we'll be looking for you at the start of the race. You'll see all of our cancer survivors lining that road as you go out to start your weekend. And again, we thank you, Texas Oncology, for your support.
Well, thank you so much.
Yep. Have a good day. Welcome to our podcast. Our next guest, if you'll tell us your name and where you're from.
Justin Juan from Bushland, Texas, originally, and then now I live in Amarillo, 7 miles west.
So how often do you come to Palo Duro to ride?
3 days a week.
3 days a week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we come a lot.
Yeah, so are you part of a biking group that you come with, or are you just solo?
My group is with me, but we have a group of guys that we come down here with. Guys I work with, we try to schedule so we can come down and ride.
Oh, so nice. How did you get involved in cycling?
Friend, we're looking for something. Me and the wife raised kids for 24 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And kind of lose yourself. You get to where you just raise kids and you don't have anything in common anymore once the kids are raised. So we found something that we like to do in common. So we picked up mountain biking.
So she rides as well.
Oh, she's faster than me. What? We used to dance.
Oh, y'all dance? Like that scene
anymore. Well, when you dance, you have to go to the bar.
Yeah, it's different now, isn't it?
Do you know that at the Cancer Survivorship Center, we have a line dancing class for our survivors?
Oh, really?
Yes.
We never did any line dancing. We did the jitterbugging and the country and western two-step waltz.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was kind of anti-line dancing because I like to hold a girl close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It
worked.
It worked, right?
Yeah.
So why do you come back year after year to do this event?
This is my wife. She's done it 3 or 4 years. This is the fourth time. Fourth. Okay. This is my second. My son was a Boy Scout, so I had to go to his campouts on the weekend, so I would always miss it. We would always go down into Rochelle's canoe and canoe the Brazos this time of year. So last year we did a large man team with 4 people. And this year we've got 8 people in a large man team. So
what is your team name?
Cranking Bad.
Cranking Bad. I love it. And it's a mountain?
Mountain bike.
Okay.
Yes.
Competitive?
Competitive.
Okay. You said that.
Yep.
So do you have a connection with cancer?
I don't have many people that I know that has cancer. I've had coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You don't have anybody in your family that's died of cancer?
Yeah.
Lots of people. So, yeah, not really. Mm-hmm. Diabetes, but not cancer. But thank goodness.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
It is.
Yes.
So what does training for this weekend look like? Is it any different than just normal coming out here to ride?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So usually we try to come down here. It's usually 10 degrees hotter in the canyon than it is up top.
It is. Mm-hmm.
So we try to train when it's hot.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been hot this year. Or humid.
Right.
And it's supposed to be 90 degrees tomorrow and humid. So we're not very heat tolerant yet.
No.
We usually ride all winter too. So we like when it's 50 degrees outside, that's the best time to go ride.
So what keeps you motivated during the tough miles? Because there are tough miles.
Her. Trying to keep up with her.
Okay.
No. Just I'm turned 52 this year, and I'm excited that I can go 8 to 10 miles in a loop and feel good.
Yeah.
And go fast.
So what's your favorite part of the event?
Fellowship, the groups, the people, and the competition. I just enjoy riding, but the competition's there for sure.
Pam, I'm taking it he's competitive.
I feel it.
Not as much as she is. She's more competitive than I am.
He keeps on pointing to her.
I know.
But I feel like he might be more competitive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No?
No.
No. She's more competitive.
Well, we hope that you're at the start line to see our survivors supporting you, and we couldn't do what we do at the center without your help. So
we have a blast. Thanks for putting this event on.
Yes, thank you.
We have our next guest. Tell us your name and where you're from.
My name is Jessica Nunkman, and I am from Pennsylvania.
Oh, my goodness.
That is the furthest. Oh, my goodness, right? I'm sure there are people from all over the United States, and I also saw international. But, yep, Pennsylvania.
Well, so what made you want to come to 24 Hours in the Canyon?
So my husband and I are both racing, and both of us have been enthralled and interested in this race for a number of years. We actually signed up the year it was canceled due to the flood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we still put it on our list of a race to come back to. We think it is for a wonderful cause, raising money to help fight cancer. All of us in our lives are affected by someone. Both my husband and I have had family members who have passed and who are currently under care. So we think it's a wonderful event for a wonderful cause and just an amazingly beautiful place to ride.
So is this your first time to Paladura Canyon?
No, we have been through the area 10-ish or so years ago. We did a cross-country trip and rode in various places, and this was one of them, and we enjoyed it, and hence we are back.
Yes.
So I'm curious, how did you initially hear about our event?
Oh, that's a good question, and I can't tell you the specific answer.
Yeah.
The internet, I'm sure, because nowadays everybody learns everything on the internet.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So how do you train? Well, first of all, what event are you going to? What are you a team? Are you single? Or?
So I am doing 24 solo mountain bike.
Oh, wow.
Competitive.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just like,
I was just saying, the two of you seem speechless. You don't really have, you're like, what question do I ask next?
No, I'm
just thinking.
Trying to process it because that is a tough race, and kudos to you for doing that.
Thank you. It's
not an easy race, and so
you
have to have the mental, yes.
How do you even begin to train for 24 hours?
There really is no specific training involved. Yes, you have to, one has to be physically fit, but it's not like those who are doing it are out there riding for 24 hours on other days to practice. You just ride, you gain fitness, but it's really mental is all what it's about. It just comes down to being able to push through the tough times, to push through the mentally challenging and physically challenging times and get through the exhaustion that occurs.
So what motivates you during those tough times?
The challenge of doing it. You know, the motivation comes from saying that there are things in life that are tough, things in life that are challenging, and this is one of them, but there are a lot of worse things out there in life than doing something like this, and this is fun, ultimately, when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
So it's getting through it and having a good time and knowing that no matter what, I'm doing something that I love, doing something that I enjoy, and doing something that when I come out of it, I'm going to say, wow, that was really tough, but I made it.
Yeah.
So what, do you listen to music? Do you listen to nature?
Nature. Uh-huh. Yes. No, a lot of people ask that. A lot of people are surprised that I don't listen to music.
Yeah.
I'm just not a music listener. Yeah. I sing to myself sometimes, so maybe that counts, but I don't think anybody else wants to listen to that music.
Yeah.
No way. But I look around. I look at the stars. Oh, look at the pretty flowers. Look at that neat animal. Find some people to talk to every now and then.
Yeah.
But it's really just about enjoying what I'm surrounded with and being in the moment.
So you being here for the first time for this event, I highly encourage you coming to the start because the survivors want to thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a very emotional part of the race. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that you'll take a look at each one of their faces. And whenever you are riding and it gets tough, they will push you through.
Exactly. Yes. And, you know, there was one question during the registration process that said, you know, why did you register? Why did you pick this event? And my answer was essentially because riding for 24 hours is mentally and physically challenging, but it is nowhere near what people who are going through cancer are going through. Mm-hmm. So when I go to a deep, dark place and think to myself, oh, you know, this is tough, my toe hurts, or something silly like that, yeah, I'm not even comprehending or beginning to go through what they're going through. Yeah. So that really will be in my mind a lot of the time, knowing that what they have pushed through is nothing compared to what I'm going through. So I just have to suck it up and deal with it,
you
right?
Get it. You
get it.
I love it.
It's the truth.
Yeah. Well, thank you for agreeing to be on the podcast.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And I hope that you have an amazing time, and I hope that you win your category.
Why, thank you. I hope I have an amazing time also. That's really what it comes down to, just enjoying the time out there.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good luck.
All right, thank you, ladies.
Welcome back. We have a special guest with us. If you'll introduce yourself and just let us know where you're from.
I am Carrie Landrum. I grew up in Friona, Texas.
Okay.
Carrie, what brings you out to 24 Hours in the Canyon?
So I am a survivor, almost 2 years out, and just to support all cancer survivors, because it's not an easy road.
Right.
It's not.
So you are not going to be riding, but you are going to be supporting your husband, correct?
Yes. Yes.
So is he a competitive rider?
He's doing non-competitive this year, but he's been saying I should have done competitive. And he probably should have.
Is he on a team?
No.
So he's solo.
This is our first year, because last year it was our first year to even come out.
Okay.
Okay.
And so this year Jeff was like, I'm going to ride.
Yeah.
And of course my bike is still in the garage waiting for me to get better.
It's okay.
And
yeah, so
more confident.
Right. So Carrie, you said last year was your first year. You came as a survivor.
Yes.
What was your opinion or your experience at that start of that race?
We were both just amazed at the people here from all around the world.
Yeah.
I mean, I was not expecting anything this large.
Mm-hmm.
And people from all over.
Yeah. It's kind of wild.
So, yes, definitely.
So Carrie, you said you're a survivor. You came to the center. Do you remember the first day that you came to the center?
Yes, I do. I mean, you'll make me cry now.
That's all right. We can cry with you.
Yeah.
Because, yes, I just was at a loss.
I remember meeting you in the hallway.
Yes.
So
I was told, go to the Survivor Center and, you know, start getting familiar. And they have classes. And I was like, wow, you know.
Mm-hmm. So why would someone need to get involved? Why would you tell someone to come and get involved, and you are a survivor and this is what it's about?
Just because of the support you get. Mm-hmm. So meeting other people and just the support.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely. The encouragement. Yeah. Without you two ladies, I mean, y'all were always there when I walked in and always made me feel better when I left.
Oh, good.
You know, survivors touch us every single day, and I know that for myself, I feel truly blessed to be a part of your journey and help you where you need help or getting you connected.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So what are you looking forward to this year, since it's year two?
What am I looking forward to?
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing everybody and coming out Sunday and cheering Jeff on. And seeing him finish and just, it's just amazing the people that come.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for those that are listening that are fundraising for us, what would you tell them?
I would just tell them thank you, because the Survivorship Center now, I mean, that's open, is just incredible.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to me that I can go there to classes and have support, and there's so many people with cancer diagnosed in young people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all free
mm-hmm.
to go to the cancer
center. So why not, huh?
Yes, definitely. And, I mean, I've started wanting to go to the gym, and I'm going to go to the gym, get more active there, and I'm really excited about the classes going on and new things Olivia's bringing in. And
What we tell our survivors, there's no pressure. Right. You come when you're ready. We're always going to be there with open arms, ready to receive you when you're mentally and physically ready to come and see us.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So we're there.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us, and we hope that your husband has an amazing time riding, and I hope that you have a great time supporting him, being out here in the canyon and see all those
definitely.
People.
Yeah. Definitely. I will. Thank y'all.
See you tomorrow afternoon.
I'll be here.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thanks again for listening to Beyond the Ribbon. We'd like to extend a special thanks to the Auto Inc. family of dealerships, as they have supported the 24 Hours in the Canyon Cancer Survivorship Center since 2016. For more information on the Cancer Survivorship Center, please visit our website at 24survivorship.org.